Aloha, everybody. This is KP. We're on. We're at 11:32 p.m. So that's 2332 Central Time, and on November 12th, 2020. I don't know how long this is going to be. I just kind of felt like. I was going to write something, and then it's kind of like, oh gosh, I got a lot of writing. I've done enough writing today, and my body feels fine most of the time, but it's just, but the energies are so extremely intense right now for myself. Maybe no one else feels this way, but for myself, I just definitely feel like there's a lot of intensity that, very high intensity energies. And maybe I'm the only one that's feeling it. I'm kind of like, I just wrote, going in the light in these high intensity energies. And it's like there's so much that just seems to be, of course, there's a lot of things coming through and all this and all that. And there's a lot of, this business about the U.S. elections is very fascinating what's happening with that. There's all of these shows that now are, a lot of these YouTubes that I watch, they have to do with the elections, and of course a lot of people are interested and fascinated and whatever. But I'm done with it. I'm done with it, I'm basically done with the election, the election and all the things that are going on. So I'm not going to talk about that. Because everybody, it's just basically I kind of know what's going on for myself, and I'm not going to, you can feel what you want to believe, or believe what you want to believe and feel what you want to feel. Right now, though, I am definitely I'm feeling a compression, I must say, and I know that, the Cobra outlet, has talked about that, compression breakthrough. I'm feeling compression and feeling like, things are going to pop. And it's kind of like, I don't know exactly what that means, but it's something, it's just like, I've been feeling this for a while. So, for myself, it's a very high intensity time. And there's things going on in my world. There's certain things I think I'm here to do, and I believe I need to do to ground myself here in the Midwest still. One step at a time, releasing items, inner items that need to be released, and it's like this is happening all the time, and I really do feel that in my own case the reason I'm here is that there are some older energies or some new energies that I've picked up that can only be released by my being here. So I'm just going to go with that part, and I feel like I must be in this location, and also I'll say fully grounded. Now, this, I'm just saying this for myself, about myself, because I'm quite sure that a number of others are sort of going through the same thing, like going, you know, really having to deal with releasing a lot of things. I do believe and feel that it's very very important to stay as grounded as we can be where we are. This whole supposed lockdown and this whole, you know, supposed virus situation has really kind of enabled people, or sort of, quote, forced people into, many people into just being here, being where they are at. I've done very little traveling since I've been here. I thought I'd be doing more. I believe that's coming up, but it's not right now. Right now, it's kind of, you know, just staying in place and, you know, staying in peace and perhaps, you know, staying in the light. So that's one thing that came up with the title. It just was like, okay, well, it feels like the message is going with the light. And in you know, in these higher high intensity energies, and so you know, it's really really quite a process of learning what our path is at this time. The Gaia portal that just came out, and I just posted this before I'll post this show. Or this message, it was quite fascinating. Well, you know, it's like the lines are oceans of harmonics bathe the planet. And I guess maybe some of the high intensity is because I feel that we're in an ocean of new light, a very harmonic light that's harmonizing with our higher selves. And the next line is light beings awaken to their roles. So many of us, I'll include myself here, I have a new role here by being in this Midwest situation. I still feel drawn to Hawaii, still feel like I love Hawaii. Sometimes I feel like I'd like to escape back to Hawaii. I'd like to just go back to the way it was and forget about all this stuff. But I have, since being here, awakened to, you know, kind of a new role for myself at this time. So, you know, there are new roles that are coming in, and sometimes these are, I pointed out, I said these roles might involve multi-dimensions and multiple roles all at once. So I really believe it's a very important time to become conscious of these roles, conscious of what's going on, and you know, to carry out what we're here for, whatever that means. And it might not be action. It might just be, you know, to me, a lot of it is just being, trying to, doing things to be at peace, to allow these things to process out in the world, and to really not get sucked up in some of the vortexes or tornadoes, the mini vortexes and churnings that are going around. So, you know, so I guess that's one thing. You know, it's not to get caught up in those, and that's kind of important for me right now, for a lot of people. And so I'm just writing this down. I said it's in these little mini vortexes, you know, mini ones. You know, it's a very different situation that I never dreamed I'd be in, but a lot of it is, you know, we're each coming to our own understanding of what our roles are, the newer, the different, the changed roles, as we go through this process, and we will enter in to a new light, into a new vibration. So, you know, after we're, you know, we're through this, I'll call it the difficult phase, you know, we're going to enter into a brand new phase. And this one, that's one reason I posted the Charlie Freak video, was because he and Colleen talk about, you know, really what the next phase will be. So that's one thing that really, to me, is a very important thing, that, you know, we will be coming out of this into a completely new phase, and very likely we'll have somewhat altered roles compared to our previous roles. You know, I've always seen myself as someone to work with energies, work with portals around the planet, but mostly in Hawaii. And most of the images that I put up there, I don't know what I'm going to put up here now, but most of the images that I put up are of me from, you know, being on the Big Island. So that has to change. You know, I have to change my outlook that, you know, that phase is over, and now the new phase is about ready to really kick in. So, you know, all I can say is my sense is that this new phase is indeed about to kick in, and that can mean, you know, a week, a month, a day, I don't know, you know, can mean just instantaneous, but I do feel that this is happening, and all the people who talk about an internet shutdown, you know, Charlie Freak had talked about it in the video yesterday, which was like the emergency live internet, live video internet shutdown. And now that didn't happen over here. I know there were some things going on with YouTube. And whether it's a cabal thing or a dark side thing that will shut the internet down, I don't know. But both he and Charlie Ward discussed it. And also X22 Report Guy discussed it. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening that are intended to wake up humanity. So, you know, if that is to happen, you know, it may be part of the whole program. So it's very much kind of an open game here, from what I'm seeing. I just really don't know. I don't know what it is. So that's one of my favorite three words, I don't know. Or four words, I do not know. What the heck is going on? So anyway, I'm just going to finish this right now. I'm just feeling very... it's fairly intense, and I'm kind of, I don't know if I'll put any music on this or not. Maybe I will. I have kind of have fun doing that. But in any event, all I am going to say is encourage everyone to, stay alive, stay light, stay in the light, go with the light, flow with the light. And that's as our own inner light. You know, it's kind of going with our own inner light that, and really just kind of, really having, allowing our bodies to adjust to these new energies coming in. So, you know, like I said, going with the light, staying in the light, and really enjoying these high intensity energies. And it could be very well be that the Gaia Portal message, the oceans of harmonics bathe the planet. Well, harmonic energies, we aren't always used to being in harmonic energies. Harmonic, working together, working in harmony. You know, a lot of times we just haven't been used to this. And even those of us who, you know, consider ourselves to be have worked with energies, a lot of times we have worked with sort of not harmonic energies or anharmonic, you know, that are just not, we're trying to help release old energies. We're trying to help perhaps comfort or harmonize certain locations, energetic locations. And I don't know, it, you know, it just really feels right to be doing this and to have done this. However, you know, we're coming into a whole new paradigm, a whole new ocean. I love the term oceans of harmonics. We're coming into a whole, we will be in an entirely new ocean. And I do feel it's important to, you know, to be aware of it, and then to help, perhaps to help, you know, to help people, you know, to help those who are coming in, who need it, to tune in with these new harmonics. So, you know, so it's a very important time. So I'm going to stop writing here. The problem is I write here and I can't really. I lose my track of a speech. So I'm going to put this up real quick. And thank you all for thank you all for listening and for being here. And just enjoy the show. And again, go with the light. Stay in the light. And allow these oceans of harmonics to bathe your energy space. So, aloha, until we talk again. Pala pala.